This is composed by Bhajanlata Chikanse. The first incarnation is the Jawa and Saba. The next one is the Bhajanlata Chikanse. Then the second one is the Bhajanlama, the Bhajanlama incarnation. So this is the second one, Bhajanlata Chikanse, who composed the Guru Puja, the Mahamudra text, all those things. The unbelievable Lama, like being. So I haven't received a complete, all transmission, complete text. But I'm looking forward to receive near future whole collection of these. I received only some of the text pieces, you know. That Mahamudra, the Mahamudra commentary, and I think the Guru Puja, and then the there's a very special 21 Tara meditation. With each Tara mantra, a very special meditation. So that was my first teaching received from Thakpa Rinpoche with Pa Rinpoche. So I introduced Thakpa Rinpoche, Pa Rinpoche, already to initiate teachings from him. So I checked whether Rinpoche has received the oral transmission of the Bhajanlata Chikanse. So Rinpoche has received. So I took this, the 21 Tara first meditation, because Geshe Dawa, one old, he's quite old, Sino Geshe from Sarah Che, who taught so many years in our center in Australia, Melbourne and Adelaide, Bajiana, the center started by Raja. So many years he taught, and then lately he retired, and then started his own center because he wanted to rebuild the monastery in Tibet. So he's very eager to receive this. I think his mandate is Tara, so I think very eager to receive this lineage. So I did by telephone, after I received from Thakpa Rinpoche Dharamsala, I did by telephone from the United States to Geshe Dawa in Australia, Sydney. So, but I haven't received the all transmission of this. I just because there's need to do 1,000 times by Sangha for this this boy whose body was shrinking. But I think you can dedicate this. All the three boys, two other boys who were the same sicknesses. So to go over especially the part that need to clarify. Okay. So Tibetan is called Chudur. So the Chudur is the truly pieces of trauma. So this, here it talks about lineage of this teaching, from this practice from where it came, from Compassion Buddha, generously, to grant the yogi, great yogi, Pundun Jergangpa. So if you have read Liberation Palm in your hand, the commentary of Lam Rim, Sage Path Enlightenment by great enlightenment by Pavanka. So there's mentioned that during the section of refuge, you know, the commentary of the refuge practice there. So I think that by taking refuge dharma, what one should abandon and what one should practice, I think it might be during the those points. So one benefactor, their wealth, you know, went down. They become poor, you know. The world degenerated and they became poor. So then they sold, I think this, part of the prime of the text. Maybe the 8,000 stanza, I think. Maybe that. So it's written with gold. So they sold that. And then they invited the Jagangpa, this generous great yogi, and two or four other monks. So after they had the meal at the after the benefit offered the lunch, you know, after they had the meal, then suddenly this yogi has unbelievable pain in the body. Unbelievable pain happened in the body. So then, because he's able to see the generous, he's able to see generous. So then you see. He asked Genesis, he made prayer to Genesis, then he saw Genesis, then asked why. Then Genesis explained that because you have eaten food with the money that received by selling the present prime of the text. See, I think it might be 8,000 tensa. This one, that one volume. Might be that not helpful. I think it might be that. So that's why, you know, because you have a higher realization. So therefore, the karma is experienced right now. And those other monks, the four other monks, there nothing, no pains happen, nothing happened. They're completely comfortable. Nothing happened to them. That's because they're going to be born in the lower realm, in the hell realm. After this life, they're going to be born in the hell realm, experience all the heavy sufferings. So that's why nothing happened to them. comfortable, nothing happening. So they were generously explained. So that is due to pollution. Even the very highly attained being, yogi, Jagangba, you see. So receive the pollution, and then that selling Dharma texts, you know, then you see them with money, you see, eating the food with that money, you see. So you see, so immediately happened the karma to the yogi, you know, which is higher realization and less you see, obscuration. So so they immediately experience, you see, in this life and right after lunch, you see, immediately. So like that kind of need karma collected, you see, statues to bear scriptures, the holy objects, you know, are selling with money, eating food, and so forth, you see. So I remember that Geshe Lama, so many years ago, before we moved Kapan, I remember that first time Geshe Lama met Baudanath. We were staying on the caretaker of the Baudha Stupa called Chini Lama, and his son's house we were staying. So Geshe Lama was talking about, of course, this family is big business, a huge family. Who makes huge business of a statue, tangas, you see, sell. So maybe from that conversation. So anyway, the conversation started about, you know, eating with money, you see, by selling a whole object. Then came to talking about the paying money for the rent, house. Then Geshe Lama Gojo, that time, I remember saying, you know, if you have no other means, you know, to pay rent, then maybe it's slightly better, maybe a little bit better. I said that, than food. However, then there's also water, you know, if that includes water, so they're able to drink, see. However, so better, if there's other means, then better to not with the money, you see. So like that. So anyway, normally then, if there is a money, received, which came from selling a holy object, then you spend back to the holy objects. So you don't eat with them, you don't eat food, I think with the money, you see. So you know, spend back to holy objects, you see. Making Dhamma books, printing Dhamma books, however, making statues, so forth, you see. So this, I'm just remember this, actually, just side talk. So here, so the some meditators that Dharamsala, for example, they don't want to receive money from Hisanas Dalama because they're afraid of receiving. It's not that Hisanas is a pollution, but here you shouldn't misunderstand. It might sound like that. It's not that. Again, you see, of course, pollution, receiving pollution came from one's mind, you know, not from God or not from Buddha. So You know, of course, if you're an enlightened being, it doesn't affect. You know, it doesn't. You have no cause. There's no cause of. There's no cause. I don't think even arhat, you see, because cause of delusion, negative imprint, cause of delusion, purified totally. So I think there's nothing to obscure your mind. There's nothing there to obscure your mind. And then no question about the Arya Bodhisattvas, Arya beings. You know, Arya beings. There's nothing that, you know, with these things that obscure your mind. I don't think it affects. Then Arya being, then go, after you have realized the wisdom directly precedes, which sees directly sees the development, then you go to lower realm. It's not possible. There's no such thing. It's impossible. That's the impossible thing. Illogical. There's no reason for that. But they say, even the meditator who has achieved the second part, the preparatory part, you see. So that is four, within that there's four levels. Heat, tip, patience, sublime Dharma. So, so the third patience. Once you achieve that, the third level of the preparatory path. You see, once you achieve that, you got definite. You got definite certainty. That you never get upon lower realm. See, so this is before you achieve Arya, exalted path, you know, Arya path. So how is it possible after you achieve wisdom directly precedes in exalted path, you see, how is it possible to be born lower realm? Your mind gets obscured and you get born lower realm, not possible. So of course, for Buddha, impossible to be affected by this, you know, so you see, so that. So I have to understand these lines. I have to think. So it depends on the mind. You see, the person who uses these things. So anyway, what I'm saying is, so many mentors are there. They don't attack from like money or these things from as soon as you know. Not that it's not the pollution, but it's the I guess that your level of mind is not high like this, so then I think negative effect, you see, because pollution. So that's what it's saying here. It says this practice is highly admired. You see, that you used the received the pollution, you know, and the food and so forth things that received from Guru and Triple Gems. So include like those what I said before, story that I've told by stealing all of the money, you see, that used for food and. So then, so if this, if something like this happened, you see, then you see, so then this is a practice that very powerful, you know, to prove out those pollutions. So then, who wishes to practice filter the piece of Dharma? Giving the piece of Dharma, so it's five Dharmas. So if you're able to make Dharma with Zamba or flower, you can do that. You see, otherwise, how you can pile up, you can put even you can pile up biscuits, palab, you see, we are unable to make toma, you see. That, or you can put a banana, you know, if you don't know how to make toma, you know, if it's complicated for you, then you just put even five bananas there. Banana is, you know, like shape of toma, you see, up. So, anyway, cut the bottom part, then you put it up like this, you can do that. Sometimes I use gyakuryo. There's no time to make toma, you see. We use the banana, just toma, you see, like that. anyway, that easy to can be shown here. Ask the famous Kapan Lama Jubas, okay? The five toma. Okay. So the toma has a tip. You take three fingers. You take this piece. It's called tip. So three tip to each toma. Three tip. To each toma. Three tip and water. Each toma. With each toma, she said. Then there's another container, 51 pill. You see, Zamba pill. I'm making a biscuit, you know, like they make here. With biscuit, you mix with water and make pills. So with that, so what about wheat or barley, whatever it is. Anyway, you can do it with biscuits. Make 51 pill with water. So you make preparation. Then with the pure virtual thought, and then preliminary refuge in bodhicitta, okay? then the sadhana, to do a longer version of sadhana, then there's a text where you do a hand trauma. Hand trauma means this round trauma, you know? Round one. That pill is like pill shape, that round trauma. So there's trauma jatsa, one hand trauma often practice. That one is regarded as very good practice. That contains the thought transformation text, there's an adverse thought transformation there. And you see, in the Lama Chopa, Guru Puja, it says, Jowa Chidan Debe, Taki Jo. So with the skillful means of the four activities, whatever happens to your life, apply immediately to the meditation, to the practice. To the meditation means to practice. Whatever situation you encounter, happy or suffering, unhappy or happy, you see? So praise or criticism or, you know, comfort or discomfort, whatever. Loss or gain, so anyway, whatever happens there. Immediately, without delay, apply to meditation, to practice. Otherwise, if you delay, right, with the word was immediately, if you don't do it immediately, then delusion arises. Then you are late to practice, and the delusion arises. The enemy arises, then destroys you already. So you see, become an evil being, engaged in negative karma. So create an obstacle to your own liberation and enlightenment. So, with samaya of the thought transformation, with samaya of the thought transformation, and the instructions, with the practice of the samaya of the thought transformation, and and the instruction. Tanjo Tanjo Chaba Chingiro, then please grant blessings to Tanjo Tanjo Tanjo. This freedom, Thal is a freedom, Jor is a richness or endowment. Sometimes translated leisure. If you say leisure, if you translate leisure for the Jawa, then it's confuses because it is same. Freedom. It becomes same meaning as freedom. It doesn't make differences. You see. Sometimes translated in English leisure. Anyway, anyway, you don't the reading. Not everybody work in English. So ledger also, ledger is not required, not probably not right translation because it means like a ledger of after food you go after you after food then you smoke cigarette. You know you have ledger of smoking cigarettes, or ledger to what drink alcohol or something. You see, ledger say. I guess leisure to relax, don't practice dharma, not without practicing dharma, you know, leisure. So so jorwa is a richness or endowment or the richness. So Tanjo Chaba to make please bless the freedom richness, you see, to be highly meaningful. I mean, this perfect in the body, okay? So now, skillful means of the four actions. Yes. Make an offering to the triple gems. Then the protectors. Purifying the negative karma departments and collecting merits. The other one is making offering to triple gem, the dharma protectors, and asking them to harm, requesting them to harm you. And they also making trauma to the jumbos, the spirits, you see, asking them to make trauma, you give gifts to the spirits and ask them to harm you. So because if they harm you, then you're able to practice dharma, you're able to practice total transformation, quick way to develop your bodhicitta. Absolute bodhicitta, conventional bodhicitta, the patience, all these things, you see. You're able to, quick way to develop. So asking them, those who level minded, who's level minded, you see. In this, you have got very definite confidence, that whenever the suffering, some sickness happens to you, suddenly some pain happens to you, or somebody criticizes you, whatever happens, you see, immediately that you are able to, utilize that to achieve enlightenment. That means immediately you have to utilize that for bodhicitta, to develop bodhicitta within you, or to maintain emptiness. So somebody who is mind is well trained, I think those who have very powerful compassion, I think for Sunday means. Are asking them to harm the protectors of the spirits. Then the those whose level of mind is not, whose level of mind is not in that state, you know, can't transform the suffering into happiness. Then you see, you request him, you know, you request him to not interfere, to help, to not interfere, and to help. You see, support your practice, in your practice like that. So, for example, Geshe-lama Gunjok, the first explanation, you see, was mind is well trained, you know. For example, you see, Geshe-lama Gunjok, he, when there was a lot of rain in Nepal, Kapan, you see, so Geshe-lama Gunjok was outside. There was, I think that time, the old monastery. So there's a Bodhi tree, large, in front of that Tara. Tara statue that the Lama put there with the kind of small pond down below, you see. So there's a step in front of that, there's a big step. So there's very, very, how say, soft, you see. Slippery, very slippery. So I think Geshe-lama Gunjok fell very heavily on the cement floors, on the step. As soon as he fell down, I mean, he fell down so heavily on the cement floor, then, you know, very, I think maybe I may have heard the noise, you know, jada, you know, very heavily. So I think anyway, so he immediately, you know, when that happened, immediately he felt incredible happiness. He felt incredible joy, happiness in his heart. Why? Why he felt incredible happiness, joy? Why? Because he immediately thought that my obstacle, that he received my life obstacle. He immediately thought that he received my life obstacles. So that made him so happy, so incredibly happy. So that is the sign whose mind is well trained in the thought transformation, you see. The definition of whose mind is trained in the thought transformation, you see, like that, Lojong. So, like that, you see. So those, some of them have strong compassion. Then they are, you know, then we talk about to the protectors, you know, to spirits, you know, asking them to harm, which is so opposite from the ordinary being, see, ordinary people. So this contains all that four practice. All that four practice is within that. So there's a great practice of thought transformation. So anyway, so many many practitioners, Lamrim, so many they do this practice. So I did only a few. One time I did Indonesia, Bali Beach, because some people were sick. Some people, I did the puja, so I went to the beach. There was nobody there. So on the sand, I did one time, did that, and then just only two or three times, I think, something. So I didn't get that much of that practice. But I received the commentary from His Own Jabje Ling Rinpoche. So the sadhana, before you begin to practice sadhana, you see, is from that practice. General ones of genus, okay? Then that's the elaborate one. But this text, I don't think anybody has translated it. I haven't seen. Maybe other tradition might have, but in the organization, we don't have. In case some other Lam, you know, center, Gilgo center may have, I'm sure. So now the short way to read, they instantly visualize Kasapani. Genesis Kasapani. I think the one phase two, I'm Genesis. One phase two, I'm Genesis. There's one Genesis, this hand resting here on the moon cushion, and this like this. There is another name, Simning also, Genesis Simning also. So that's like rest. So that I need to check this one, make sure. Yeah. So it could be that. But anyways, one like Vatara, one fish from Genesis. But without the eyes in hand. So then, so that I need to clarify, check, make sure. So here, invite all the guests, meeting from the Silver Tree, inviting all the guests of this of the Samsara and Nirvana, you see. I think that this is similar to Vajrayogini when you do Kusali talk, you know, that, see. Offering your body as transformed nectar, then offering to the merit field, you see. So there's a specific visualization. So I think the Sisi Dern. So the visualization is according to that. So here the center might be jealousy, you know. There might be the surrounded by the. One is the root guru, the one, see, then surrounded by gurus, the direct gurus, you know, that. The generous, Mandushri, surrounded by the say, protectors, I think. The Bodhisattvas, protectors, I think, that. Then down below the gurus, there may be the deities, you know, for class down the deities. Then one guru is that, generously at the center, then surrounded by it's called the compassion. The six types of beings. The six realms, beings. See, that the guest of compassion. So above the jealousy, then six types of beings. See? Then there's Vajrapani on the top. Then down below there's the. Then there's the 60 different types of spirit possession. Then. Then 80,000 interferers, it's called gag. So those spirits and all those spirits, different types of spirits, all. To guide the systems in the beginning, the generation, then to the spirits, all the Dongel and Jang Dun, the guest of the spirit possession, interferes, whom you have coming debts, So, is it people who are possessed by spirits, people who receive harm from spirits, because you have coming debts, so that's why this time you are those people are harmed by spirits, so also like that. So anyway. Smila, people who died, born a spirit, you know, didn't harm. Things like that, or she. So they guide opponent, they say, underdog or the guide, the refuge, the Vajrapani. Underdog from the those beings from their harm. Basically smell that accept the then all the Lingi Lamas around you see. So later that one you don't visualize, you see. So specifically related to Bhajagana practice. So otherwise the rest is going to visualize. So so here in the prayer it comes out the Rurukuru generously then the Samudka, Nimanaka, the Buddhas there, you see. Buddha Sava, triple gems, then six types of, you see, the beings and then those who, particularly those who give harm from becoming dead, so all the guests. You know. So here it says, because this practice came from jealousy, so therefore, generally, the actual body of the practice is offering the three groups of guests. But because the practice comes from Genesis, so and the Genesis, this is taught by Genesis, you see. Then the Varuna, Naga Varuna, with the end of the order of Genesis. So often talking about redeem, the latter, the some holy beings they made up this practice. So that's why you don't offer the body to them. So the first, so Thomas substance. So then you, dispel. So you dispel and purify. First dispel. So. From your heart, the silver sheet, Vajramita, Kundalini, or the, can do also high giva, you know, one face to arm. The Vajramita is more, that's general one, you can use, general one. Anyway, so we can do one of those. We can recite one of those. Visualize one of those deities. Rathul deity. Amitta, Vajramitta, Dudichilwa. Tibetans. And then test where. So either many came out, or either one came out. Then you see from the heart. Then you see the spirit possession abiding with the Dharma. Then 100,000 of the. What you transform, what image one wrathful deity, one or many, so chase them away, dispel them away from beyond this ocean, beyond from the world, you see, ocean. Then you purify in the emptiness, then generate, and then generate, and then bless you with three syllables, he says. Generate into, say, okay, I think. So after purified in emptiness, so the Dharma substance, you see, it appear to something real when it, in a sense existing from inside. So you think that is hallucination, that's total hallucination, you see. And then take meaning of that, a total non-existence. That was total nonsense. Not even the atom that was exist. Then was empty, then generated into extended jewel container. Extended jewel container. Expansive, you know. It can be expensive as well, but extended jewel container, you know. Then it's a nectar, it's an uncontaminated nectar. Then it's a blessed with omahum. So usually the syllable doom, while it's empty, then the syllable doom appeared, then that transformed the extended jewel container. You see, then there's om inside, that transforms the uncontaminated nectar. Then you bless, with the omahung, that blessed it in the Vajra holy body, Vajra holy speech, Vajra holy mind of the Buddha. You see, Vajra holy body of all the Buddha, Vajra holy speech of all the Buddha, Vajra holy mind of all the Buddha, they blessed into that. So I didn't see particular commentary of this, but I think that's so. Can like the in the lower tantra, you know, that's how you generate the trauma, so that the offerings trauma. So even the highest tantra, when you bless Gektor, trauma to the interferers, the landlord trauma to the landlord, even the Ashtanga, you bless like in that way. Because I think they are not enlightened being. They are not beyond from samsara. And the ordinary being and the one way, even the Hashtantra, I think, Gektor and the Lendo Thomas, why done that visualization? Even the Hashtantra, I think, it's, so that the ordinary being, so I think the blessing is done that way. At that time, you're not visualizing them as during the Tor offering, when you offer to the sentient beings. That time you visualize, there's something being, but you visualize deity. They're all in the deity form. Six generations of sentient beings, deity form. You're not even talk to the ordinary being. That means the easy aspect. Essence sentient being suffering, but the aspect is deity. So you see, just having visualized deity doesn't mean they become enlightened. So here's the differences, you see. High tantric deity. So you talk, you bless into 5 meter, the vision of 5 meter, 5 nectar, and then you bless him. And nectar, then you offer them. By visualizing them, a high thing deity. But here, you don't visualize them, a high thing deity here. So ordinary beings, they are ordinary beings, and also, with the ordinary being, that is you. So I think, remember that. So when you offer, with the mantra Namaswada Awaruta Oma Sambara Sambara Hung. Namaswada Awaruta Oma Sambara Sambara. Either you offer with that mantra or Guru Ayalusha Sambara with the mantra. So that one, that's already you have in the book. So you start that 3 or 7 times, then you make offering. So the first one is offering to the generosity. You can see in the prayer. Genesis and the surrounding assemblies. Mm-hmm. And the request there to grant general sublime realization. Then second trauma. Okay. Yeah.